弟兄姐妹平安。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
再大的疫情也挡不住我们对主的敬拜。
No matter how big the pandemic, it's not going to stop our worship to our Lord.
所以无论你在家里或是在教堂里，我们都是以心灵和诚实来敬拜这位恩典慈爱的主。
No matter you're worshiping God on site in the church or you're worshiping God through online at home, our hearts are sincerely worshiping our one and only true God.
让我先来读罗马书的一章二十八到三十二节给大家听。
Let me read the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28 to 32.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事情，装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是残毁的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、毁慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. Furthermore, since they did not thinkit worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of a wickedness, evil, greed, and a depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteousness decree that those who do such thingsdeserve death. They not only continue to do this every thing, but also approve those who practice them.
保罗说这段话是非常严厉的。
When Paul stated those statements, he was very serious.
讲到各种不义邪恶的事情超过有二十多项。
Paul mentioned those disgraceful evil behaviors.More than 20 different kinds.
更重要的是，保罗说这些话的对象是那些明知故犯的人。
The most important thing is, when Paul said those statements, he targeted, focused on those people who know what is right, what is wrong.
明明知道却故意犯罪，罪加一等嘛。
They know what is right, what is wrong, but they purposely do the wrong thing.
所以非常严重。
That's a really serious stuff.
请注意三十二节。
Please pay attention to verse 32.
他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人也去行。
Pay attention to verse 32. Although they know God's just requirement that those who practice such things deserve to die.They not only do these things, but even applaud others who practice them.
这就好像那些吸毒的人，他们不但自己吸毒，他们还希望别人更多的人一起去吸毒啊。
Just like those people who practice illegal drugs, not only themselves use those illegal drugs, they even encourage other people to do so.
所以这种心态就是要死，他也多拉一些人一起去死嘛。
The mentality of those people is, if they're going to die, they're going to want other people to die together with them.
这和恐怖分子有什么两样呢？
Is there any difference than those terrorists?
够邪恶，够残忍了吧？
So evil, so devil.
那当我们理解了保罗在罗马书一章二十八到三十二节的背景以后
，When we understand the background of the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28 to 32,
我们就明白保罗的思路。
So we understand Paul's thoughts.
所以我们继续看这个罗马书二章一到三节。
Let's continue to read the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
他说你这论断人的无论你是谁也无可推诿你在什么事上论断人就在什么事上定自己的罪因你这论断人的自己所行的却和别人一样我们知道行这样事的人神必照真理审判他你这人啊无论行你论断行这样事的人自己所行的却和别人一样你以为能逃脱神的审判吗
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who judges. For when you pass judgment on another person, you condemn yourself. So you, since you, the judge, practice the very same things. Now you know that God's judgment against those who act.Like this is based on a truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on those who practice these things and then do them yourself, do you think you will escape God's judgment?
我们不妨现在来思想一下。
Now let's think about it.
保罗说这些话的时候，是他在论断那些人，还是他在指出那些人的错误呢？
So when Paul stated those statements, do you think?Paul just simply passed on judgment on those people, or he just gave a simple and a pure judgment.
值得我们好好思考。
It's worth it for us to think thoroughly.
论断就是老是批评别人的不对，都是别人的错嘛。
Pass on judgment to another person, to other people, that basically means always criticize other people. It's always other people's wrongdoings.
但是问题是当时那些老是批评别人错的人他们自己也做同样的事情
Those people pass on judgment on other people's always criticize other people's mistake they also do the wrongdoings
好像是自己是小偷却说别人也是小偷
Just like they are the thief but they point out other people say hey you are the thief too
自己养了小三还批评别人养了很多小三
Those people who committed external marital affairs also criticize other people who committed the external marital affairs.
难怪保罗说你以为能够逃脱神的审判吗
No wonder Paul said, do you think you can escape God's judgment?
当然不能嘛
Of course not.
那我们要牢记神是会绝对审判每一个人的
We need to firmly remember God is a fair God. He's going to have a judgment to every single person.
希伯来书那里也告诉我们说深渊在主主必报应嘛
The book of Hebrews also said that God will repay if you do the wrong things.
所以有的时候我们也不需要心怀不平
So we don't need to have an unfair mentality.
而是当谨慎我们自己的言行
But we need to be cautious about our own behaviors and our own words.
那今天的题目是不要论断。
So today's sermon's topic is, do not pass on judgment to other people.
不知道你有没有碰过这样的人呢
？Have you ever encountered people like that?
老喜欢习惯性的找别人的错。
Always just become their habit. Always criticize other people's mistake and wrongdoing.
我们华人成语说老在鸡蛋里面挑骨头
Just like Chinese people, we have old sayings. Those people always try to find bones inside eggs.
有的时候他们的动机可能也不良
A lot of times, they don't have a good motive.
批评对方常常还会侮辱对方的人格
Sometimes they not only criticize the other people, even insult other people.
那就是论断嘛
Those are passing judgment to other people.
那保罗继续在第四到第八节这样说
Continually in the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 4 to 8
还是你藐视他就是神丰富的恩慈宽容 忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到，他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。唯有结党不顺从真理、反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。
The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 4-8. Or are you unaware of his rich kindness, forbearance and patience, that it is God's kindness that is leading you to repent? But because of your stubbornAn unrepentant heart, you are deserving wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will repay everyone according to what that person has done. Eternal life to those who strive for glory, honor, and immortality by patiently doing good, but wrath.And fury for those who in their selfish pride refuse to believe that truth and practice wickedness instead.
这一段经文到底要表达什么呢？
Those Bible verses, what those Bible verses truly want to tell us?
其实就是两种明显的对比。
It tells us two absolutely contrasts.
一种就是刚硬的心不肯悔改。
One is aboutwho has a very firm heart, do not want to repent.
所以就自然引发神愤怒的审判。
They are going to deserve God's wrath and judgment.
可以说是咎由自取。
That's what they deserve.
但是另外一种人呢？
But the other hand, the other kind of people,
恒心行善，常常做荣神益人的事情。
They determine to do the right thing, to do the holy thing, to glorify God's name.
那这样的人呢，神就以永生来报应他们。
Those people deserve the eternal life God granted to them.
由此可见，神是一位赏罚分明的神。
You can tell God is the God full of righteousness. He's a very fair God.
我们需要理解保罗的思路常常是正反两个相互的对比。
We need to understand Paul's thoughts. He used the positive and the negative to obvious contrast.To say the Bible words.
请注意第九节和十节，你就明白了。
Please pay attention to verse 9 and verse 10.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，却将第十节，却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Verse 9, there will be trouble and distress.For every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, verse 10. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
然后在十一节做了一个结论。
In verse 11, give a conclusion.
我们看十一节啊，中文是因为神不偏待人。
Verse 11.For God does not show favoritism.
所以我们理解到神是绝对不会偏心的。
So we can tell from verse 11, for God does not show favoritism.
现在请大家看一张图片。
Now let's look at a picture.
这是哈佛大学的雕像被人涂鸦，上面写了魔鬼崇拜的字。
It is a statue located in the Harvard University, but some people did graffiti on it. The words were devil worship.
你看了以后，你作何感想？
After you look at this picture, what's your thought?
你的第一反应是判断呢，还是论断呢？
Your first impression is to pass on judgment on the person who did this graffiti,Or you just have a simple and a pure judgment on the situation.
为什么要区别判断和论断呢？
Why we need to tell the difference of pass on judgment to other people or simple and a fair judgment on the situation?
因为这实在是非常重要的事情。
Because it is a very important thing.
我们再看下一张图案。
Let's look at the next picture.
如果你上中文圣经网，
If you go to this Chinese Bible website,
你一听中文圣经网，这个没什么问题，很安全吧
？If you look at this wording, the Chinese Bible website, oh, it is should be very safe website, shouldn't have any problem.
它的英文是 expecthim.com.
The English part is expecthim.com.
你可能不知道那是异端全能神教会的网站。
But you probably didn't realize it is a heresy. It is from aplace called so-called Almighty God worship him.
你知不知道他们不是只有八个网站，他们有八十个不同的网站。
You got to know they do not just have 80 different websites. They do not just have only 8 websites. They have more than 80 different websites.
而且他们网站的名字取得都非常让你觉得很安全呢，不会有问题的吧？
All the website names they chose.Are very safe name for the website, so they don't let you to feel unsafe.
八十多个网站设下了很多的陷阱，让人上当。
Those more than 80 websites, they set so many traps, truly confuse people.
请问你是不是要具备很好的判断力呢？
So let me ask you, should you have a very good ability for judgment?
当牧师告诉你，我们看下一张图片。当牧师告诉你，这个真光影视工作室是异端。
So when pastor tell you this called so-called True Light Video and Audio Worship Place is a heresy.
我想今天在美国的华人教会，可能有一半以上的弟兄姐妹不知道。
So now in the North American U.S., all the Chinese churches, more than 50% of the brothers and sisters, they have no idea.
当牧师好意地提出，哦，这个真光是影视工作室是异端，我说的是判断呢，还是论断呢？
When, as a pastor, I sincerely tell you, this True Light video and audio worship place is a heresy,Am I passing on judgment to another person, another organization, or I just give a pure and simple judgment on this situation?
让我们做一点分析吧。
Let's do some analysis.
异端的八十个网站，只要每天迷惑一百个人，好。
Those 80 heresy websites each day can confuse 100 people, for example.
请问一个月能够迷惑多少人？
Let me ask you, in 1 month, how many people this heresy website can confuse people? More than 3,000 people.
一年下来，他们能够迷惑多少人？
How about after 1 year, how many people can they confuse through those heresy websites?
事实上，今天在美国的纽约、洛杉矶San Francisco 华人多的地方，他们已经在实地展开很多的工作。
Well, actually, in those places like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles are very Chinese population concentrated place. They already started those confused people jobs.
如果你有机会上脸书看看
，If you go to the web, if you go to Facebook,
他们做的小品、电视剧、电影都是海量的。在各种媒体上发行。
They produce massive medias through the social medias like skits, soap operas. They're massive.
反观我们福音派的教会和机构呢
？On the other hand, on the contrast, look at our organizations who truly spread out the good news of gospels.
在今天这个网络时代，似乎我们在大众传媒这方面需要加油了。
Well, in this modern world, through all the medias, we need to work harder on it.
我们是不是需要有神国度广大的意向呢？
Do we need to have a big vision of God's kingdom?
而不只是停留在自己的一个教会里面。
Not just always restrain ourselves, limited ourselves in our own church.
各地的教会是不是要有人正确的判断力来提出警告提出预防呢
No matter where you are in the church, no matter which church, should people point out to other people, say, hey, you need to be alert to those heresy websites.
帮助很多的福音朋友很多的初信者甚至主日学老师不要上当
Help those people who are either the new believers or the seekers or Sunday school teachers, make sure they don't confuse themselves by those heresy websites, you know, not fall into those traps.
因为在很多人的观念里面，中文圣经网有什么问题吗？
Well, for a lot of people in their mentality, well, the Chinese Bible, the Chinese Bible website and expectedhim.com, what's wrong with it?
Not wrong.你一点进去，他们马上就有人在线跟你联络了。
As soon as you click that website, very quickly, they're going to have a person online to contact with you.
哦，他们态度都很亲切，很 nice 啊，都是邀请你进入他们的这个小组啊，去查经吧。
They have a very good attitude. They're super nice and kind. Right away, invite you to come to their cell groups.
我希望大家能够看见现今这个属灵征战是何等的剧烈。
I wish you can realize right now, nowadays, the spiritual war is very severe.
为什么说这个呢？
Why do I mention that?
因为这个重点就是我们需要对判断和论断有一个清楚的概念。
The important thing is, we need to have a clear concept about passing on judgment to other people.Or just a simple and a pure judgment on the situation.
事实上，每一天我们都在判断各样的事情。
Every single day, we are doing the judgment on all the things.
我们需要求神给我们智慧，懂得什么是对的，是错的，有一个好的判断。
We need to pray God give us a wisdom to know what is right, what is wrong.
我们才懂得去处理很多的事情。
So we can handle a lot of things.
其实不要论断的道理，大家都明白了。
So we all know the truth. Do not pass on judgment to other people.
但是我们需要多一点操练吧。
But we need to practice more.
今天晚上你太太烧菜的时候呢，不小心她的盐多放了一点。
Well, tonight, your wife, when she cooks, she accidentally put on more salt on the food.
你一吃，哇，好咸啊！
After you taste it, oh, it's so salty.
请问你是说还是不说呢？
So let me ask you, are you going to point out to her or just keep it silent?
如果你要说，你要怎么说嘞？
If you want to tell her, point it out, how do you say it?
那当然最高端的这个方法是很风趣幽默的点到为止吧。
The best way is to use your humor and just point it out. That's it.
还有就是当保罗他悔改以后，当他到耶路撒冷去的时候。
After Paul repented when he went to the city of Jerusalem.
大家都知道当时的使徒没有一个敢接待保罗的。
We all know at that time,None of the disciples were willingly to accept and welcome Paul.
因为使徒们不知道保罗是真的信还是假的信。
Because those disciples, they did not know Paul, he was truly repented, was a true believer or not.
当时只有一个人，就是巴拿巴，他接待了保罗嘛。
At that time, there was only one person, Barnabas, he did.Welcome, Paul.
巴拿巴的个性不但是宽宏大量，我认为巴拿巴有很好的判断力。
Barnabas, he was not only just a kind, easygoing person, he also had a very accurate judgment.
因为是巴拿巴首先接纳了保罗。
Because first, Barnabas accepted Paul.
然后巴拉巴就带保罗去见这个彼得，还有当时很多的使徒。
Barnabas also introduced Paul to Peter and other disciples.
长话短说，后来这个巴拉巴和保罗就成为很好的同工了。
Make the story short, later on, Barnabas became a very good co-worker with Paul.
但是他们却为了马可的缘故闹得很不愉快哦。
But they broke apart, was not happy with each other because of Mark.
请注意啊，在保罗的观念里面，保罗认为马可有一点贪爱世界了。
Well, here is the thing. In Paul's mind, Mark was the person he had too much love and too greedy to the world.
所以保罗对马可的印象很不好。
So Paul did not have a good impression about Mark.
请问这是判断还是论断？
Let me ask you, is that a pass on judgment to another person?
或者两者都有呢？
Or just a pure and a simple judgment, or maybe both?
总而言之，保罗就决定他不要带马可去旅行布道了。
Therefore, Paul decided, I'm not going to take Mark to go together with me to spread out the gospel of good news.
但是巴拉巴对马可的印象却不是如此嘛。
But Barnabas had a different impression about Mark.
在巴拉巴的心中，觉得马可这个年轻人还是可以挽救的，挽回来的。
In Barnabas' mind, he thinkMark is a good youngster. He still can repent.
所以这个巴拉巴的这个判断力，以至于他带出的行动是连带关系的。
Therefore, Barnabas's mentality and his behavior are all together.
因此，巴拉巴认为要给马可机会嘛。
Barnabas thought we should give opportunity to Mark.
当时巴拉巴和保罗真的是闹得很不愉快。
At that time, Barnabas had a bad relationship with Paul.
巴拉巴心里想：好，保罗，你不要马可，但是我要带着马可做我的同工。
Barnabas said, "Okay, Paul, if you do not accept Mark as your co-worker, that's okay. I accept. I will lead Mark as my co-worker."
为什么事情会发展到这样子呢
？Why the situation became like that?
主要的原因就是巴拉巴和保罗对马可的判断力不同。
The root is because Barnabas and Paul, they had totally different judgment on Mark.
他们的看法不同，他们的分析不同，以至于他们的判断力结论也不同。
They have a different attitude and mentality toward Mark. Therefore, they have a different judgment result about Mark.
当然，最后马可还是归队了。
At the end, Mark repented, come back to the team.
后来保罗也接纳马可成为他的同工。
Later, Paul also accepted Mark as his co-worker.
感谢主，在主里面仍然是一家人，仍然同心合一的来传扬福音。
Praise the Lord. At the end, they all became one big family, work hard to spread out the good news of the gospel.
保罗和巴拉巴的故事给我们什么启发呢？
The story of Paul and Barnabas, what do we learn from this story?
第一个，我们当然不要去论断批评别人嘛。
Number one, we should not pass on judgment to other people.
换句话说，我们要意识到，我们不要养成一个老是挑别人毛病去论断批评别人的习惯。
We need to realize we cannot develop a habit always criticize other people's mistake and wrongdoing.
但是第二点呢，我们也不要吓得不敢表达自己的感受。
Number two, we cannot be so afraid and even afraid to express our own opinions.
一开口就变成论断了。
Well, once we start to say something, that just means we are passing our judgment on other people's.
那我们大家永远是沉默是金了。
There we're going to be just silent all the time.
我想那也并不健康吧。
It's not healthy.
事实上，在疫情之下，你家的孩子可能就有很多的苦闷，很多的无奈嘛。
Well, under this pandemic situation, actually at home, your children maybe they are so bored and they're also kind of depressed.
八月份了，也不是所有的初中、高中都开学的，有的也暂时观望一下。
Even though right now it's in August, not all the middle school, high school started to back to school on site. A lot of them are still watching.
其实小孩子的内心都很郁闷纠结的。
Actually, inside of the hearts of those youngsters, teenagers, they're bored, they are depressed too.
我建议做父母的可以引导他们说出他们内心的感受嘛。
I suggest you as a parent need to start to talk to them, to let them to talk it out what they truly think in their mind and heart.
帮助他们抒发一下他们内心的感受。
Help them to just release their feelings inside.
当我们理解他们，然后才知道怎么样去安慰他们。
We got to understand them, then we can comfort them.
而且做父母的需要肯定孩子的努力。
And as a parent, we need to recognize their efforts.
陪他们一起祷告。
Pray together with them.
用这样的态度就能够帮助你的家庭在这个疫情之下仍然能够好好的过日子。
By this kind of attitude, even though under the pandemic,situation, your family still a one big happy family.
有的时候，我们华人父母会不会太注重孩子的成绩单呢
？A lot of times, as a Chinese parents, we just mainly focus on their report card from school.
要求都很高啊。
We have a very high bar.
以至于无形中，我们可能常常批评苛责我们的孩子。
Well, then maybe intentionally or unintentionally, we criticize our children.
如果这个做妈妈的老师唠叨唠叨，你想你的孩子会不会觉得很烦呢
？Well, if as a mother you keep nagging on your children, don't you think your children are kind of, get tired of you?
圣经提醒我们说，要随时多说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处嘛。
Bible tell us, no matter where we are, we need to continuously to say the encouraging word.To encourage other people.
所以不如多说一点肯定他的话，鼓励他的话，使他得到益处。
We need to continue to encourage our youngsters. Say the words to continually encourage them.
告诉你的孩子他做得很好。
Tell your children they are doing a great job.
给他一个大熊抱。
Give them a big bear hug.
当你这样常常操练的时候，你整个家庭的气氛就不一样了。
When you continue practice positively, your family's atmosphere will be changing.
再大的苦难都可以靠着主能够挺过去。
No matter how big the disaster is, by our Lord Jesus Christ, we can go through that.
还有就是找时间全家去这个户外走一走嘛。
Well, also find some time as a family, go out, have an outing.
啊，如果在生活中碰到有什么误会的话
，Well, if you have any misunderstanding, on the daily life,
可以自己就先说嘛。
Well, you can go ahead and say it first.
对你的孩子说，哎呀，真的对不起啊，我误会你了，是我的错，请你原谅。
We can tell our children, well, first of all, it's my mistake as a parent, it's my fault, so please forgive me.
我以前我记得跟我儿子道过歉。
Well, I remember before I did apologize to my son.
哇，道歉以后我跟儿子的感情是好得不能再好了。
After I apologized to my son, I have such a great relationship with my son.
因为的确是我错怪了他。
Because it was me who misunderstood him.
所以求主帮助我们在这个疫情当中，我们还是有很多可以学习、可以操练的嘛。
So, please.Praise the Lord. During the pandemic, we still have a lot of things we can practice.
这么多年来，我的学习是什么呢
？Through that many years, what did I learn?
日子总是要过的。
Times, life, we have to live a life.
那既然要过，那就不如过得开开心心的吧。
Since we need to live a life, we need to live a happy life.
啊，有空的话啊，欢迎全家来观赏这个开心小站。我们看一下海报嘛。
When you get a chance, encourage all of your family.To visit this happy little station.
下一集的这个弓和箭的对话呢，还有英文字幕。
Well, next episode of a happy little station, it is a called dialogue between the arrow and bone, and we even have an English subtitle.
而且是一个完全不同的风格。
And it's a different style.
希望大家善用开心小站。成为你属灵的开胃小菜。
Well, we encourage you to get on to watch the Happy Little Station and treat it as your spiritual life appetizer.
鼓励你订阅，而且分享给你的亲朋好友。
I recommend you to subscribe it and also recommend to all your families and friends.
目的就是带领更多不来教会的福音朋友，带领他们来认识主耶稣嘛。
The goal is to invite more people, those seekers or the people who don't want to come to church, let them to know God, lead them to the church.
让我们一起让主耶稣开心一下吧。
Let us all work together to let our Lord Jesus Christ to be happy.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all work pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你透过罗马书提醒我们不要论断。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Lord. Through the book of Romans, teaches us not to pass on judgment to other people.
求主赐给我们智慧。
Lord, please bless us with the wisdom.
特别在这个疫情仍然严重的时候。
Especially in this pandemic situation.
也给我们力量。
Give us the strength.
给我们有好的判断力。
Give us a good judgment ability.
我们每天都可以有更好的学习。
Every single day we can learn more.
效法主耶稣的样式。
And be more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
更加的温柔，更加的谦卑。
Be more tender, more humble.
我们求你的圣灵来帮助我们。
Lord, please, Holy Spirit, work on us.
求你的话语常常提醒我们。
Your words.Continually to remind us.
帮助我们靠主喜乐。
Help us through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can be joyful.
好叫我们能够活着开心，死得安心。
So we can live a happy life, and if we pass away from this world, we have a peace.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
All the glory give to you, our Lord.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the holy, precious, victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.